Quezon City is, we call it a suburb of Manila, but it has more people in it. It has 1,600,000 people, roughly. And that's more than in Zellwood and Ocoee and Plymouth combined. and Orlando, probably. You don't know when you leave Manila and when you go into Quezon City. But Legra is in the northern end of Quezon City. And we are just blessed and honored to have you with us today. And we've looked forward to this for many years. Thank you.
Grace, you here? Okay. Good morning, wonderful and amazing brethren. Thank you, Brother Charlie, for that introduction. We appreciate very much what you have done for us. It's amazing. After the death of Mom Lily May, you continued to help us. Not only that, you made us fly to this wonderful place. And see you, all of you, personally. That's amazing to me and to my wife. It's our first time. It's my first time to be out of the Philippines. And it was my first time to fly that big plane. It was amazing up there. And if not for you, I was not able to come here. This morning, we will be talking about wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior, because you are wonderful. We are all wonderful. It's great, my brethren, to be here. I feel great to see my brothers and sisters. I feel at home at this place. And I hope and pray for our visitors that you are always welcome in this family as I am. Welcome in their homes. Our scripture reading for this morning is not really, it's close to our lesson this morning, actually. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. That's wonderful that I would like to stress this morning. Isaiah, long time ago, have seen and know our Lord Jesus Christ to be a wonderful Savior. And I've seen it in your lives, even if I have not seen you personally just now, that you are such a wonderful people, helping somebody out there whom you did not know personally. I wish I was able to meet them, the Sharp family. But my consolation, and I was very happy that Brother Bert, he had his time with us, looking around the grids of Mom Lily Mae and Dad Freeman. Winston, he had a hard time looking for Heidi's dog. If not for those two guys working in the cemetery, we were not able to find them, or her rather. Yes, it is very important for us to study together. It makes us wonderful and amazing people on this earth. And yet, we studied this morning, and today, and maybe tomorrow, the next day, it is not enough for us. Nobody can say, I had enough. This is it. Just until death. Now, my dear brethren, we continue to study, and as we continue to study, we become such wonderful people of God. Yes, Jesus is powerful. That's why he is so wonderful. You see? This earth he has created. It's so amazing. And top up there and then look down, you cannot see anything because you are above the cloud. It's amazing, my dear brethren. Well, we have a president. And we're supposed to respect her. But you know what? I have never talked to her personally. I have never seen her personally. You have such a great precedence in this country. Kennedy, so others, and Bush at this time. Great men. But I wonder if one of you are able to talk to him. Have you seen him personally? But our Lord Jesus Christ, who created all these things, so great, powerful, you know what? We can talk to him every day. Every day. Oh, this is amazing. We have many to thank for. He is God. And yet, he became a servant of us all. He was so powerful, and he is powerful. But he is still our servant today, don't we? Lord, give me this, give me that, give me this. And my wife sometimes will try to, can you make this for us? Can you do this for me? Can you do that? Of course, vice versa, you know. But we wonder sometimes, we always ask the Lord to do something for us. And it's amazing. Our Lord will never get tired of listening to us. Yes, he is our creator. All power has been given to him. Oh, in the Philippines. There is what we call Iglesia ni Cristo. And I think they have some here in the United States. But beware, brethren. This group of people, they call themselves Church of Christ here. But they do not believe Christ as God, as divine. They believe him just as a man, just like us. I am thankful that I am a member of church. You know what? We just said a while ago, your president may be great, but you have never seen him. But our Lord Jesus Christ promised that he will be with us always, anywhere you go. Don't ever mess up with him. He is always around. And he said, where two or three gathered in my name, I'm in the midst of them. He is here right now, my dear brother. He might be sitting right beside you. How about that? Is that not great? Wonderful? Yes, Jesus, the wonderful Savior. He is not only our Creator, but he is our Savior. What is the meaning of Savior, by the way? Well, perhaps if you experience near being death, your deathbed, and then you recover because somebody help you, or maybe you are drowning in the sea, somebody help you. And that's what I am, actually. If not for Lily May, I called her mom, because my parents, because they helped me in my high school, not only high school, in my college, and not only in college, but even up to this day, through you, they are still helping me. Is that not wonderful? Yes, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. I don't know if I'm not a member of the church. Never seen you. Well, I said to, I think, Charlie the other day, I'm still thinking of meeting them someday. We are going to meet someday. Of course, it depends to us. You're still in the trip, or you might drop along the way. I hope not. But there's something with this wonderful Savior. He saved sinners not as God, but as man. Why? He saved sinners. We are sinners. Our sins have separated us from God. The Bible read a while ago. Our Lord Jesus Christ died for all sinners. Sometimes we do not like sinners. Sometimes I don't like, you know, when somebody lie to me, when somebody trick me. Oh, we do not like that. But remember, sometimes we are that pillow. But remember, Christ died not for the righteous one. He died for sinners. Is that not wonderful? What do we say? When somebody sinned, you know, one time, there was a brother and a classmate of mine. Of course, I heard the rumor. He was off the line. He goofed, committed sin. Oh, did somebody so-and-so worship at your place? No. Oh, you better be careful when he worship at your place. So what if he worship at my place? I will welcome him. But you were warning me, I'd been a sinner. But Christ died for sinners. You know what? What happened to worship at our place? And we accept him just like a prodigal son? Later on, you know, he said, do you know my story? Do you know what happened to me? Well, we have heard about it, but you are here. Do you have something to tell us? But you know, at the time, actually, he had recovered. And he is, well, after not worshiping for so many years, then he was able to recover. He was one time one of our music teachers in Manila School of Evangelism. And he is still teaching music wherever he is at this time. What if he worships God? Oh, I don't like him because he's a sinner. The Bible says to us, if we say we have no sin, what does it say? You're a liar. Yes. Yes, our Lord is wonderful Savior. Man may die for the righteous, but Jesus died for the ungodly, the sinners. Man preserved life by buying things. All these things. Oh, I like this. I like that. I like to preserve this thing. Huh? But what did Christ do? He died to buy for the Jews. He paid for the Jews. That means you and I were bought by our Lord Jesus Christ. And Apostle Paul said, I do not own my body, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Is that not wonderful? He died for us. He died for sinners. Yes, we have sinners everywhere. Robbers everywhere. We don't like them, but the Lord loves them. That's why in Manila, we have what we call door knocking. Oh, we knock on doors, all doors. Sinners looking for sinners, that they might be like us. But this reminded me of what's going on today in the world. I don't know if you have read the scriptures. Christ bought a church. And you find so many churches, not even his name. Would you like it when you buy something, a car, a house? And when you see the papers and it is not your own? Oh my. If you have a gun, you might shoot him. But we don't care. People don't care about the church. They called in so many names. Christ said, I will build my church. I bought the church. With it, I hope we will not, you know, be like them. What we need to do is just be a member of the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christians must willing to suck must be willing to sacrifice like Jesus in order to appreciate these wonderful things. Well, we have one character in the Old Testament. It's very well known, Job. He understood what it means to sacrifice or to suffer. And you know, after that, he said, God is wonderful. Have you experienced your loved one die? Children die? Relatives die? Oh, Job experienced that. Oh, his wife said, why don't you curse God and die? You know, but Job, he was still faithful to God. Oh, you have many blessings here in America. What? If one day you have nothing to eat, if one day, you know, yabusayap, and the, you know, what do you call them? Terrorist. Are we going to curse God if we are under this terrorist? You know, we really hurt when we were denied. It hurts us. And it hurts the Sharp family. We were glad that we had our passport, we had our visa. We were happy, but you know, at the airport, we handed our ticket, we gave our luggage, and they inspected it. And they returned, you know, our luggage. Said, oh, you cannot go with this ticket. You have to buy another one ticket. What? Buy another ticket? Where should I get the money? You know? Oh, I was... But you know, I said, that ticket is yours, it's not mine. If something went wrong with that ticket, it's your fault. You better do something about it. But you know what? I was thinking, you know what will happen if we are not able to go? Another setback, you know? But now that we are here, oh, I was happy that that happened. It becomes angry genes in my life. All the hard things. You know those people who, the soldiers experienced the death mark in Bataan in World War II? Oh, that becomes so golden to them. They like to, you know, some Americans will go there and celebrate the anniversary of that death march. They were so happy that they were together and fight for their own country. Of course, in our country. Are you not happy if you are suffering and appreciate the wonderful things of God? Job was happy after that. Real happiness will always come after hardness. You women who have experienced birth, you can tell, or you know more than us men. Huh? Don't you? Yes. Jesus, the wonderful Lord. He is not only our wonderful Savior. He is wonderful Lord. Oh, we sang a while ago. He is the protector of every Christian. Matthew 28. He hideth my soul in the cliff of the rock, where the rivers of pleasure I see. He holdeth me up. Don't you see? But somebody will lift you up, huh? And I shall not be moved. He gave it me strength as my day. He covers me with his hand. Yes. He gives joy to every Christian. Do you experience it? I am happy today. I hope you are. Because of the joy that is in Christ Jesus to all of us Christians. Not only that, you have there Matthew 11:28. What does it say? He taketh our burdens away. Do you have any burdens? Do you have any load you are carrying right now? Give it to the Lord. He is going to help you. He is going to help us. with numberless blessing, its moment he crowns. That's a song, is that? But what he says there in 2 Timothy 4:8. Even in Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Oh yes, we have suffering, but it says, don't worry, it's only 10 days. 10 days. Oh, but the 10 days might be 10 years. But what is 10 years anyway? When you talk about eternity. Oh, we talk about the lifespan of man. Do you know the lifespan of Americans? If I'm not mistaken, is 68 years. Oh, I know somebody here in age of 90 or 95. But the average Americans will die before 70. In the Philippines, it's only 62. I don't know why. I think maybe you have good food here. It's only 62. That means I am now going to my 58. How many years do I have? I have a short time. Shall I give this time to, you know, Satan to going, you know. I think it's time for us to think. If you are now in the 60s, by the way, some of us will die even before we reach 50. That's why I cannot see. I cannot hold the hands of Heidi anymore. She's under the ground. I only hope someday we'll embrace each other there in heaven. The song goes, I sing in my rapture, O glory to God. When clothed in His brightness, I rise to meet Him in the clouds of the sky. No? That is Him in clouds of the sky. Is that not wonderful? Oh, it's wonderful when you are there in a plane and you are looking in the cloud. But how about you flying? Huh? And the apostles saw Jesus Christ went up to heaven. And the Bible says, the angel said, as you have seen Him going to heaven, He is coming down to pick us. And we who are alive, if we are alive, the time, we will meet Him in the sky. Oh, that's wonderful. Yes. How about in the graves? Oh, somebody read a while ago? We'll race. Huh? From mortality to immortality. Oh, it's immortal, no? Behind, you know, beyond my comprehension. When clothed, I would like to repeat that, in His brightness, I rise to meet Him in clouds of the skies. Yes, our Lord is a wonderful Lord. He is also a wonderful Redeemer. Calvin, my friend of Charles, and I'm happy to meet him here. Lily May has something for him. I hope you like it. And he said, I have something for you. Well, that's nice. It's good news, isn't it? It's good news. But remember, our Lord Jesus has a gift for us. He had even given us so much this time. If you just do what is right. You know what? When we were students at Philippine Bible College, many of my classmates worry of, how I am going to preach. I wish somebody will support me. I wish somebody will do that. I was not worried at all. I believe in the promise of our Lord Jesus Christ. Seek ye first the kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I'm not saying that I brag about it. But I prayed about it. And it happens. And actually, you are a part of that. Because you are now, I am now your problem. But I did not know that that's the way the Lord answers our prayers. And if we, as long as we seek the righteousness in the Bible is going to provide our needs. Our brethren in Manila were surprised when we bought the property in Lagro. It is the third property in Metro Manila. We had no money, but the children were saving. I don't know why I asked you, could we loan, you know? I say, oh, if we are going to remove some amount, your support will be in jeopardy. Huh. Or is something hidden I did not know. The Sharp family left something for me, which I never knew. That's why the Bible says, Abel of the Bible, the brother of Cain, he is dead, but he is speaking. You know, it's very wonderful that we could do that. The Sharp family died almost 10 years ago. Yeah, almost 10 years ago. But he's still speaking to me. Oh, not really in person. No, I'm not. Of course, when I first stepped down. America, I said, Mom, I finally made it. It's wonderful to be Christian, to be in the Lord. As I am wonderful as you see me right now. Yes, He has a gift for us, eternal life. And even for us, sinners. But we have to do something. His love is perfect. He died not only for one, but for all of us. That means, if He died for all of us, including sinners, including robbers, we must love the souls of men. And you are a part of my work. Every month I go to prison. And sometimes I sleep with the killer, the murderers, and my wife. Are you sleeping with murderers? I say, yes. Tonight you see some of them. Some of them are still there, but they are free just like us, because they are part of the church, both by our Lord Jesus Christ. And for as long as I live, I will continue to do that. And as for as long as I'm preaching, maybe you will continue to do it. Your help. Well, Child Bryce said, maybe we will not support you anymore. Well, I think support will not be taken. You know why? Support is not only, money, sir. If you pray for me, that is your support. If you hand me the coat, that is your support. If you fed me this morning, oh, you supported me. Or else I could not stand here. Oh, Jesus is a wonderful Redeemer, because He is the author of perfect salvation. Perfect salvation. Oh, there is salvation here on earth. Maybe salvation from... you talk about depression. Oh, the late Brother Gansalban will say, we used to be poor, we have only one mule. We don't have even a horse to plow our field. We had nothing. I know that. But the Lord is wonderful. And aside from that, He had given us a perfect salvation. My dear brethren, I would like to read the passage in closing. The one that I cited a while ago. Hebrews 11:4, I think. Hebrews 11:4, it says, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead, yet speaketh. I hope it would not be too much if I'll mention Sher family. He's dead. They are dead. But to me, they are alive. You know why? Because I still can go on and preach in the Philippines even without them, as I learned from you. I wish and I prayed that all of us here this morning, that before or even after death, some people will still benefit of what we have done. They will remember us. And, well, I think Charles Gunselman realized that. We visited yesterday. Florida, Central Florida Bible Camp. I had a T-shirt, and he saw me when he visited last year. Oh, the T-shirt my father helped to build. Is that so? So I visited. Oh, this is the place that we have built for us, for you and for the next generation. Is that not wonderful? And if you have a share on that part, maybe in this building you are still planning some. You know, I don't know, but of course we have our own opinions. There are some missionaries who go to the Philippines, they doesn't like to, you know. They do not like. There are some of them. Even I talk to them. Of course, well, that's their opinion. I am not for the church building. That's what they say. Well, I respect their opinion. But to me, why not if we have the privilege to have one? I have my own house. Why I cannot, to spend something for the Lord? Well, they would say, well, brethren, we'll just fight one another when, you know. But you know, the Lord will judge us in our time, not after our time. If later on somebody will fight with this building, who's to be blamed? We? No. Those people do at the time. And you know, it's cheap to have one. It's very expensive to rent. So, I think it's good. Your elders are preparing you to build another one. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. After you're gone, they will remember, it's good. Let's follow their footsteps. And it may not be necessary because our Lord did not build the house. But if you don't have this building and you are there in the field right now, Brother Charlie, come on inside. It's cold there. Is that not great? Oh, I can't go on, my dear brethren, but I don't like to hold you. But let me repeat this. Jesus, the wonderful God. That means we are His servant. We should bow down to Him. Jesus, the wonderful Savior. Let's praise Him. Jesus, the wonderful Lord. Let's obey Him. Jesus, the wonderful Redeemer. Let us continue to redeem the time. Let us continue to do the task He's commanded us to do. We are talking about how many people here in Florida. We need to reach them. The preacher and elders, we can do so much. But with all of us, there is strength. We can pray together. And time will come that we have to meet our Lord. It is a wonderful to respect Him and to obey Him. Is there anybody this morning who is not part of the body of our Lord? Who is not a member of His church? Or maybe you think you are, but think. How can we be a member of His church? Our Lord has laid down the rules and regulations. Oh, you have your own laws how to be American. I know there are some Filipinos here. their own green cards, and later on they are American citizens. The Bible, our Lord Jesus Christ has that too. And I'm very glad and I'm very happy that whether you're American, whether you're Chinese, you are a Filipinos, we have to follow His own rule. You have to be born again. And being born again, what does the Apostle Paul says? We have to be buried in water, in the grave of baptism. And after that, the newness of life. Romans 6, 3 to 6. Is there anyone subject to the invitation this morning? If you are a brother, have done something wrong, we welcome you back. Our Lord will welcome you back. He'll be happy to have you in our family. And I'm very happy to be a member of this family. No, I feel at home. That is early. With you. Yes. It's not great in heaven, we will, you know. Shall we stand up and sing an invitation song? Is there a song prepared for this?
Yeah. Jesus,